sprinting away from the 1,000 metre marker. Dancing Party is one of the trailers early on. Tipperary's very quick, Little Black Gem, Dancing Party in the pink, and Sugarbush is also right there. Mystique Rouge is just off them. Sugarbush is a little bit awkward. Sovereign Gem's the red cap, and at the rail, Little Black Gem, Japura's the trailer, about five or six off the leader. Tipperary's going to bring him into the stretch. Dancing Party's in the pink, Sugarbush is at the rail. On the outside, Sovereign Gem, and they're followed by Mystique Rouge. Little Black Gem's on the inside. 400 metres to go, Tipperary still leads it, Sugarbush, Dancing Party, now Sovereign Gem's been hooked out, Little Black Gem goes in for a run, Japura's running on from behind, but Tipperary still goes, Tipperary the leader, Japura's running on strongly with Sugarbush, three of them across the track, Sugarbush just the leader, and Sugarbush just beat Japura, Tipperary third, and then Sovereign Gem. Number 7, Sugarbush, will just make it home from Japura, number 6, so it's 7 from 6, down to the line. Wins it by a long head or so, does Sugarbush, number 7. It is for Sabine Platner, a place on stud, Andre Nell, Byron, Serena Moodley, the mare by Trippy. Second, number 6, Japura, who came from last, gets beaten, that long head. Tipperary's on the inside, so Sugarbush moves out onto Dancing Party, and Japura starts to make a run. Little Black Gem, Tipperary, Sovereign Gem, but it is going to go to number 7, Sugarbush, 360. You have to just check that it's 360 and 3 rand a place. That is the running of the 8th race, just making it home. The tote favourite ends up number 3, Sovereign Gem. Nice view from the angle at the bottom of Sugarbush scraping in. Well done to everybody for making the race meeting continue under the conditions. Move from the turf to the poly. Safe trip home. Craig Peters signing off.